Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Tuesday, the 30th of January. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we focus on the truth that God will open doors for us that no one can shut. Each weekday we share hope and encouragement as we read and study the Bible together. We turn again to Revelation chapter 3 and verses 7 to 13. The message to the church in Philadelphia. Write this letter to the angel of the church in Philadelphia. This is the message from the one who is holy and true, the one who has the key of David. What he opens, no one can close, and what he closes, no one can open. I know all the things you do, and I have opened a door for you that no one can close. You have little strength, yet you obeyed my word and did not deny me. Look, I will force those who belong to Satan's synagogue, those liars who say they are Jews but are not, to come and bow down at your feet. They will acknowledge that you are the ones I love. Because you have obeyed my command to persevere, I will protect you from the great time of testing that will come upon the whole world to test those who belong to this world. I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have so that no one will take away your crown. All who are victorious will become pillars in the temple of my God, and they will never have to leave it. And I will write on them the name of my God, and they will be citizens in the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, that cometh down from heaven, from my God. And I will also write on them my new name. Anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what he is saying to the churches. These verses reveal a powerful message about the importance of recognizing God's vision for our church and being attentive to the doors he opens for us. Without a clear understanding of God's vision, conflicts and misunderstandings can arise within the church, causing division and hindering our ability to fulfill our mission. In this passage, Jesus addresses the church in Philadelphia, commending them for their faithfulness and perseverance. He acknowledges their limited strength, but also emphasizes that they have kept his word and not denied his name. Jesus then reveals a profound promise. I have opened a door for you that no one can close. When God opens a door for our church, it signifies an opportunity for growth, impact, and advancement in fulfilling his purpose. However, it is crucial for us to discern and embrace his vision in order to walk through these doors with confidence and unity. Without a shared understanding of God's vision, different groups within the church may assume conflicting interpretations, leading to confusion and discord. To avoid this, it's essential for the church to regularly engage in reflective work, seeking God's guidance and collectively discerning his vision for the future. As we mull over God's vision, we must also remain attentive to when God opens a door for us. These doors may come in the form of opportunities or resources or connections that align with his plan. When we recognize and seize these doors, then we position ourselves to experience his blessings and fulfill his purpose. However, it is important to note that not every door we encounter is from God. Some doors may appear enticing, but they may lead us away from his intended path. This is why discernment, prayer, and seeking wise counsel are so vital in recognizing the doors that God truly opens for us. When we align our church with God's vision and walk through when God opens a door for us, we can expect his favor and protection. Just as Jesus promised the church in Philadelphia, he assures us that those who remain faithful will be kept from the time of testing that is coming upon the whole world. So, as a church, let us commit ourselves to prayer, seeking God's guidance and engaging in intentional conversations about his vision. Let us encourage one another to remain faithful and united, trusting that when God opens a door, it is an invitation to step into his divine plan. May we be a church that embraces God's vision and walks through the door he opens, experiencing his abundant blessings and fulfilling our purpose for his glory. As you seek to go deeper with these thoughts today, this reflection question may help you. How can we, as a church, actively seek God's vision and discern when God opens a door for us? I hope you'll join me tomorrow as we continue to think about God opening doors and seeking his vision for our lives.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.